This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden drew on his own experiences with grief and loss to comfort families affected by the Florida condo collapse. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
President Biden told family members to never give up hope as he related the loss of his own family members years ago during a visit to Surfside. The president says the families had heart-wrenching questions.
Will I be able to recover the body of my son or daughter, my husband, my cousin, my mom and dad? How can I have closure without being able to bury them?
And they were realistic about the chances of finding anyone alive having toured the collapse site.
You see those floors just literally beat cement upon cement upon cement.
He noted the instability of the debris pile makes it treacherous for search teams. It's been 1 week since the 12-story Champlain Tower South building collapsed, leaving dozens still missing. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Donald Trump's company and its longtime finance chief were charged Thursday in what prosecutors called a sweeping and audacious tax fraud scheme. We get more from AP's Mike Gracia.
The Manhattan District Attorney's Office unveiled charges against former President Donald Trump's company Thursday, charging the Trump Organization and its finance chief in what prosecutor Carrie Dunn termed a sweeping and audacious tax fraud scheme. According to prosecutors, Chief Financial Officer Alan Weisselberg allegedly received more than $1.7 million in off-the-books compensation that included apartment rent, car payments, and school tuition. Trump Organization attorney Alan Futterfass had a different take.
I believe the political forces driving today's events are just that.
The Trump Organization and CFO Weisselberg pleaded not guilty. Former President Donald Trump was not charged at this stage of the investigation.